Republican presidential candidate Rudy Giuliani took a spin around the Daytona Speedway last night as an honorary official in NASCAR's Pepsi 400. The stock car race capped off a three-day campaign swing through the South for the former New York City mayor. Giuliani touted his record as someone who's tough on terrorism and taxes and defended his record as someone who's occasionally tough on guns. NPR's Scott Horsley reports from Orlando, Florida.
In the reclaimed swamps of central Florida, there's some place for almost everyone to feel at home. Whether it's a Disneyfied Paris neighborhood at Epcot Center or a faux New York City deli in the middle of an Orlando strip mall. 2J's Deli sits alongside a Starbucks and a Great Cuts barbershop. Owner Ralph Lyon says it might not be kosher, but it's pretty close.
The corned beef obviously is great. Blintzes, potato pancakes. I mean, it's all good.
Lyon's Deli felt even more like the real thing yesterday when former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani dropped by for a visit, signing autographs and posing for photos with surprised lunchtime diners.
How are you?
How are you?
How are you doing?
Good
to see you.
Thanks.
God bless you.
There you go.
There's something else.
Ready?
Giuliani's pop-in was part of a campaign swing that took the Republican presidential candidate through three southern states. But it often felt as if he'd never left Manhattan. Even outside an old oyster shucking house in Bluffton, South Carolina, there were as many Yankees and New York City Fire Department caps as there were Southern straw fedoras. Giuliani was in Bluffton to introduce his Beaufort County campaign team. Afterwards, Marie Rafferty, Bob Taylor, and Linda Taylor gathered under a shade tree to discuss the mayor's performance.
I thought he was wonderful. He's always wonderful. I'm a New Yorker. He did a great job there, and he would do a great job for our country.
He represents an awful lot of our values, so I like him very much.
And we're Southerners. I think he did a lot for New York, and that his track record to me is speaking for itself.
Giuliani is running on that track record, not only as someone who stood up in the face of terrorism on September 11th, but also, as he told a town hall meeting in Georgia, a strong fiscal conservative.
When you look at my record as mayor of New York City, I had to assert fiscal discipline in a place where it was more difficult to do than in Washington, D.C. We lowered taxes. We lowered the rate of growth of government. I don't just believe in these things. I have a strong commitment to them because I've done them.
No one in the audience took issue with those accomplishments, but one young man did ask what he should tell skeptical friends about Giuliani's record on gun control.
What your friends are probably concerned about is my history as mayor of New York City, because I enforced the gun laws in New York very aggressively. I enforced all laws in New York City very aggressively. I'm sure you don't have any friends like this. The only friends of yours that should worry about me are the ones that are criminals. They should get very worried.
Giuliani leads the Republican field in national polls, and he raised more money than his GOP rivals in the last 3 months. But as she walked away from one Giuliani event, displaced Brooklynite Rita Niemeyer said she's not ready to commit just yet, especially with a Southern conservative still threatening to enter the race.
I want to see what Fred Thompson has to say. But, you know, I will always be indebted to Rudy for cleaning up New York.
Giuliani wrapped up the holiday week campaign by attending a NASCAR race, a sporting event whose popularity now extends far beyond its southern roots.
Gentlemen, start your engine!
The stock car race covered 160 laps at the Daytona International Speedway. For Giuliani and the other presidential contenders, the race goes on much longer. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Orlando.
You're listening to NPR News.